Having me back on Press TV. First of all, what's happening in American media with this Yemen bombing attack is just utterly unacceptable. I mean, you have to go back to the Nigerian bomber who came from Yemen. It was Farouk Abdul Matalib. Hard to pronounce that name. But anyway, he was a Nigerian Christmas bomber, the underwear bomber, so-called underwear bomber. And bin Laden had put out a tape warning Americans that if Americans continued to support what Israel was brutally doing in suppressing the Palestinian people in terms of oppressing them, that he would continue to send more bombs and suicide attackers to our country. And this is not being made known in the American media at all. You can only see a mention of it on Al Jazeera English, Press TV, and you can go to my blog, America-Hijack.com. So for America now to want to escalate military action, putting these special U.S. military special command units under the the control of the CIA there, is outrageous. Why don't we stop our foreign policy in support of what Israel is doing to murder Palestinian women and children that are sending these bombers to America? I'm very irked by it.
And now, what was reported to the media by U.S. authorities? I mean, a handful of pictures of printer cartridges and claims of the presence of explosive material. Just how can U.S. media report such raw pieces of so-called evidence to their audience without even undergoing proper investigation?
Well, that's very true. And keep in mind, we've had attacks in Pakistan and in Afghanistan that get a certain amount of media coverage, but not to the extent that this attack, this attempted attack, has received. And again, it's a culture in the American media. It's a pro-Israel biased, Zionist-influenced media that is out to have wars, not only with Iran in the coming year, perhaps, but to invade Yemen as well. And the bottom line is the American government, it's so Zionist occupied with regard to fighting these wars for Israel in the Middle East. And what are we going to do now, invade Yemen? We're already paying $150 million, I believe, to have Yemeni officials go after these quote-unquote al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula in Yemen. The bottom line is we've got to fix our foreign policy and get the pro-Israel lobby out of American politics, AIPAC and the neoconservatives that want these perpetual wars in the Middle East for Israel.
I mean, you spoke of the U.S. wanting to invade Yemen. I mean, how likely would that be? I mean, the White House is already weighing options that include secretly putting elite hit squads in Yemen operating under the authority of the CIA.
I think it's very likely. I think the military, American military, is overstretched, though. But I think you will see special forces under the auspices of the CIA in Yemen. And America very well could invade Yemen. But again, let's go back to the root cause of America's terrorism problem. U.S. support for what Israel does to brutally oppress the Palestinian people. Why isn't that being made known in the American media? And it's not that they don't know about it. Again, if you go to my blog, America-Hijack.com, you'll see an outline from my neocon Zionist threat.com URL where you see me having it out with Lee Hamilton of the 9/11 Commission about U.S. support for Israel bringing about 9/11. The American media knows this. They're deliberately keeping it from the American public. So what they're trying to do is demonize Muslims, not only in Yemen, but in Iran and elsewhere, so we can continue fighting these wars for and because of Israel. It's unacceptable. Again, please, go to my blog, America-Hijack.com. All the information is there.
Indeed. Well, you spoke about the U.S. media keeping people in the dark. Well, keeping the public under constant fear also seems to have helped militarize U.S. policy in general. And interestingly, we see high U.S. military presence in oil-wealthy countries. Just how connected do you see these two? I mean, the media and the U.S. military domination on oil-wealthy regions. Very briefly, if you can.
Well, sure. Well, I mean, obviously America gets a lot of oil out of Saudi Arabia, and oil coming from Saudi Arabia goes to America's allies as well. So, I mean, that's a factor. But the bottom line is, the oil companies did not want to invade these countries in the Middle East for Israel. They were quite fine to buy oil from Saddam Hussein. They're quite happy to do trade like we're doing with Libya right now. The neoconservatives wanted to invade Libya, and we didn't do that. So like Congressman Ron Paul says, we don't have to invade these countries and get overstretched and have the Federal Reserve in America printing up billions of dollars to do it as U.S. states go broke. We can have friendly relations with countries. We don't have to support Israel to the hilt like we do, which is making all this animosity against America. But the bottom line is until the Israeli-occupied U.S. government, including the Congress, gets back in the hands of the American people, this is not going to happen. And there are people like General Petraeus that know this. I mean, my email exchanges with him, he focuses on Israel as a major problem for America with regard to our terrorism problem.
All right. On that note, we have to leave it there. Many thanks to James Morris, political commentator from Los Angeles.